Coach Mack joins us now while we look this up. Coach Mack, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
I thought of you while I was watching Yellowstone the other day when they told Jimmy he better shave that beard because they ain't going to deal well with that in West Texas.
Mm-hmm. Well, not the way Jimmy's looks, but they'll deal with some other ones, I promise you.
No, Jimmy's is splotchy. Jimmy's is splotchy.
I do know this. My sister's got a pretty fairly good spread there in West Texas, and she knows those people that own the Sixes. The Sixes is the real deal.
So guess who is all in on Yellowstone right now and can't put it down?
Don.
Ron Slay.
I'm trying to get Don over there with me.
I didn't make it past the first 30 seconds of the horse dying, Coach Mack.
Don, I'm sorry that the horse died the first 30 seconds. I didn't mean for you to see that. I wish we could have got you past that part.
I know. I got to start over and just fast forward.
Hey,
past
Coach.
That part.
Yeah, start over. Don, what game are you working this weekend?
Hey, I'm going back to at least Dallas? your old state. I've got Tulsa at SMU.
Tulsa at SMU, and SMU, Sonny Dykes leaving, huh?
Well, it's not official.
Are you trying to break some news there, Coach?
I know you are. We actually just talked to Sonny Dykes a couple of hours ago.
You tell Sonny Dykes Coach Mack is all in with the Frogs. Just tell him that.
Okay. I can't say anything, Coach Mack.
I know. Yeah, I can. I know Sonny. I knew his dad, Spike, really, really well. Yeah. I mean, legendary football coaching family there in Texas.
Listen, that'd be a great hire for TCU.
Yeah. Yep,
Absolutely, it would be. He's done a great job there at SMU.
Yeah, he really has. And he's had a lot of talent, and he's had a new quarterback, a transfer quarterback, and they've done a lot of good things. Hey, by the way, that number, Tennessee leads Vanderbilt 77-33 in the series.
And five ties.
Five ties. Gracious. We don't talk about
ties. Hey, Ron Slay, before we get into football, if you run into Mr. Enthusiastic during Thanksgiving,
tell him
happy Thanksgiving, too, and tell him that the Mac Talk, Coach Mac Show really appreciates him calling in every week.
Coach Mac, I was going to bring that up, man, and I'm definitely going to pass the message along if I
Please
can track
do.
Him down. I most definitely. I think he may be out of minutes on his phone because he saves them, if I'm not mistaken. He saves them each week to talk to you, Coach Mac, so I'm going to have to recharge his phone somehow. I'll go to Walmart, get a
For those
get a
that don't know, Mr. Enthusiastic is a routine caller on Coach Mac. Mac
loves
Talk.
Coach Mac, man. That's all they talk about.
On Tuesday night.
Yes, he is.
Tell him
happy Thanksgiving if you see him.
I most definitely will, Coach Mack. Coach Mack, let me ask you this about Titans.
Yeah.
You've coached teams getting ready to go into the bye, and you've coached teams long enough to pretty much deal with any situation. How do you approach this when you're limping into this next game, and then you got the bye hovering, which you know you need to get to mentality-wise? How do you get these guys locked in, and man, we still got to play four quarters?
Well, look, first of all, Ron, I have been involved in a lot of different situations coaching in the National Football League. Never one like what they're facing now. This is unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
I was at practice today. I just left practice today, and it takes a minute to identify people that are out there,
right?
Because yeah. I mean, it really does. I mean, this is unprecedented. I said it to Mike Keith in the booth up there. In that ball game Sunday, they just about reached a tipping point as far as people. They were pretty razor thin to begin with, and then with the people that were going out during that ball game, I mean, it was getting just to a little bit of a maximum overload there for people, you know, and doing you having had to make 13 moves, you know, 13 transactions at this time of year. Of course, look. Mike Vrabel is never going to make an excuse about it, and John Robinson is never going to make an excuse, and the players are not going to. But the reality of the situation is, all the national shows that I've done since then, all you've got to do is just start looking at it, from a realistic standpoint. But you still got to win ball games with what you have out there. You asked me about going into a game before a bye. This bye has come so late. This is really unusual for me. The only other more unusual situation that I've experienced with the bye, one year when I was a head coach at Arizona, we had the bye in the very first week of the season.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah. And so, and then they played 16 straight weeks. And so, I mean, this team absolutely needs a bye, but they also need a win. They dropped an AFC game mm-hmm. on Sunday, and they dropped an AFC South game. This is another AFC game. This time of the year, guys, you know this, and I'm just going to say it, because what you do, you play the early part of the season to try to position yourself for the latter half and for the tournament. The latter half is positioning yourself in the tournament. This game, as it shakes up on Sunday, with that in mind, is for the number one seed in the AFC at this point in the season. Nobody's got any seed, you know, locked up yet. So, you know, understand that. But they will do everything they can to get a victory, because they need another AFC win, and this is the next game that they're playing.
So what do you see in this New England group with Mac
Jones?
No,
here's what I see, and yeah. I'm glad you asked,
because yeah.
I've watched every one of their games, and because I wanted to see, first of all, I was very curious, you know, about how Bill Belichick had put together this team with $160 million guaranteed money in free agents, all right? Because you know as well as I do, not making the playoffs last year did not sit very well with what was going on up there. So that's why they went out and spent a massive amount of guaranteed money, you know, to redo this team. They got some people back, you know, from COVID. Early on, I watched them early. They were 2-4, mm-hmm. you know, at the first part of this season. They weren't quite playing together. The young quarterback was still trying to get his footing with what was going on. And so, but since that point, and that's what I wanted to see from that point on, these last five ball games, they have been a really, really efficient football team. They're playing dominating defense right now. And they're playing dominating defense, and they're not very complicated. He's never been very complicated on defense, but what they are doing, they are so solid up front defensively with the five across, and they are setting the edges really, really well. They're playing really, really, really good defense right now. And so that's what I see. The young quarterback, Mac Jones, I mean, you guys, we talked a lot during the draft. You know, I'm always talking draft with you guys when Titans Radio, when we're doing our lead up and build up to our draft stuff. Mac Jones is doing exactly for Bill Belichick what he did for Saban. I mean, he's just being very efficient with the football. And here's the other thing. People are not talking about it as much, but NFL people know, when you dig into the film, they've got a good running game going. I mean, they've got two backs back there in Harrison and Ramondre Stevenson that can run the football. So they're playing the best football that they've played so far in this five game stretch. And they're a healthy football team, which is, as we well know, is essential.
So where do you start defensively with this offense? It looks like, and you've watched way more than I have, it looks like they're not, and correct me if I'm wrong, please, and I know you will, but it looks like they're not asking Mac Jones to really push the ball down the field that much. They're throwing underneath passes. They're running the football. Am I kind of in on what they're doing?
You're 100% right, Brent. Okay, you're 100% right. It's exactly what they're doing. And look, they are leaning on this veteran defense, and that's what they're doing. They're leaning on the veteran defense. I mean, they're playing the same type of special teams that he's always played. It's very sound and very solid. But you're 100% right. Mac Jones, what's he completing? Over 70% of his throws?
Yeah.
And they're not asking him to spin it down the field all the time. I mean, they are the ultimate right now in complementary football. And defensively, they're a young player. Barmore is playing up front. You know, mm-hmm. We vetted him. Coming out of Alabama, you know, he didn't start for 4 years at Alabama, but I've watched this kid get progressively better, you know, because the system he's in, he's able to do the same thing over and over and over, and plus they surrounded him with some real veteran players. But your take on the quarterback and what they're doing offensively, Josh McDaniel is handling, you know, this quarterback really well. They're asking him to move the chains. That's what they're asking him to do, and he's doing that.
We asked Keith Bullock about it yesterday. So what do you even do? Because, you know, some people will say that's death by 1,000 paper cuts kind of offense. And he said he didn't even let me finish. What do you do against that offense? He said stuff the run. You got to shut the run down.
He's 100% right. I mean, because, again, you talk about the quarterback and everybody, and you should. I mean, he was picked 15th. He went to the perfect place. If he would have been picked by any of those other teams earlier that needed a quarterback, he would not be as successful right now, because he would not have been surrounded by as good a team. But you've got to not let them be able to run the football. If they can continue to get you in third and favorable for the offense, you're going to have problems all day, because he can convert those, you know, those third and favorable chain movers. That's what he does. So you've got to stop the run.
Coach Mack, I know you as a coach, you know what your identity is, and we know what it is with this Titans team, even though if it's not living up to it or people not pleased by it, whatever it may be, we know this is a run the ball team, hit you in the mouth and get the job done, get the win. Going into a weekend like this, though, how do you as a coach get your strategy together to have your identity when you don't even know if it's going to be a person that's out there, you know what I'm saying, that can – kind of fit that mold, even though you're able to go get guys, but at this point, you're just trying to fill the roster.
Well, you know, Ron, you're right. I mean, it's a challenge for them. Mm-hmm. Look, they've lost significant players at every position, and really significant players offensively. Look at who's missing offensively. And again, you can't worry about that because nobody cares.
Right.
Nobody cares. And guess who? There's some people really happy about it, your opponents in the AFC. Mm-hmm. And so what you've got to do, you've got to stay with what you can do. But here's what can't happen. Here's what happened in the Houston ball game. They could have stayed with their identity because they were running the football decently. But once you get down 19 to zero, if you want to do the math, is three scores.
Yeah.
With a quarter and a half left, you don't have enough time to just start handing it off then. Because then you're working against the clock, and you're also working against the score. They never went into last weekend with any thought of spinning the ball 52 times in the rain. Believe me. Yeah, but because of the turnovers and because the score got separated by three scores where they were, they had to do that. That's not what you want to do, and that's not going to be what they're going to go into planning to do up there in Foxborough.
The reason I asked you that, Coach Matt, because I had something else to ask you, but I went off onto a tangent, because when I talk to you, Coach Matt, man, listen, we get to talk ball, not – and this is just a conversation. You know, you sitting there schooling me, and I'm trying to figure it out. But I was asking because I wanted to know, like, we usually can go into these games and kind of figure out who we need to have a big game, like if it's Kevin Byard or we need the defense to step up. Of course, it's not one guy. But as far as a unit, like who do we lean on, and who do we point at to say, man, maybe if we can get this part of the game going, or this guy can – affect the game in this way, what would we do? Because one thing Keith Bullock said that was interesting is Belichick is known for taking away your key plays. So when it's third down and, you know, you can get a guy like – and I'm just spitballing. You can get a guy like McNichols out into the flats to get a screen. Like, he's known for taking that away. So it's almost a reverse psychology-like thing. Who do we point at to say this is what we can rely on?
Well, again, if you're talking offensively, Ron, it's a legitimate question.
I'm actually
question.
Talking to anything, too, Coach Mack. I'm looking for help anywhere on this one.
This is a legitimate question just because of all the amount of injuries you've had. You've got a different football team out there on the field right now just because of the inordinate amount of injuries that you've had. And so you've got to go into it and you know, with your plan, and then whoever you throw the ball to has got to catch it. Let me just say something, and Bull is right. You know, when he's talking about you know, if you've had a completely healthy team, that's exactly what Belichick does, and that's what all good defensive coaches do. But let me just say this: when you're playing with a little bit limited roster like we are now, or you're trying to incorporate new people, the thing that you can't do, you can't turn the ball over and help your opponent. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing that is you cannot do. You cannot do that. So over and above anything else, what you've got to do when you go in, if you ball security has got to be a must, and somehow you have got to try to flip the field with a takeaway of your own. Because look, turnovers are what offenses do. Takeaways are what defenses do. We not only turned it over last week, but we never took it away. And so when you're depleted like you are, you've got to create some form of advantage for yourself. And the best way to do it is to protect the ball when you have it, however you have to do that, but try somehow to take it away. Look, we've had some takeaways in some of the wins we've had that have been very fortuitous for this team, right? Mm-hmm. You've got to try to create some of those.
Yeah, better not turn it over five times in Foxborough.
Oh, no.
That would not be a good idea, Brent.
Hey, Coach, happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a good one. We'll be listening on Sunday, brother.
Appreciate it, Coach Mack.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Hey, Don, tell Sonny Dykes, Coach Mack says good luck.
I will. Thanks, I Coach.
There he is.
Coach See
Mack.
Ya.
Hashtag Coach Mack on Twitter. He doesn't have a Twitter handle.